I'm disappointed with the way that the incumbent HMS has approached the whole process. Apart from that, what we have to do is to respect the decision of the Board of Public Works and to support the Department of Transportation to move forward with the process.
The fact that they're going to court to challenge us, and they raise questions about the way Arias has operated in Florida and in other states, your reaction to that?
First of all, in the U.S., we only operate service plazas in Florida. Mm-hmm. We don't have any other operations in the service plaza in the states. We operate in 11 airports. We don't have, we haven't had any issue with the Florida turnpike. In fact, we have good reports from the Florida. So I would say that it's closer to a false statement than to respect the truth.
How would Arias operate these plazas different than Host? I mean, what would a traveler going up I-95 stopping at the Maryland House get with Arias operating the Maryland House or Chesapeake House that they're not getting now?
That's a good question. The customer service. Not only the concept that you will see, not only the design, the state-of-the-art designs, also the way that we approach the customer, the customer service that we are providing, the experience that we have it.
The one complaint I hear about, and it's not just in Maryland, but service plazas in other states, why is gasoline so expensive at highway service plazas compared to going off the road? And, I mean, you could conceivably, you'd have to pay toll, but you still could get gas cheaper.
If you see it, and I'm talking about on behalf of my gas partner, there is no a big difference between the prices that you could find it. Sometimes in some of the turnpikes, by law, they cannot change daily. So that maybe should be one of the reasons. But I think that I would say it is more a perception than a fact.